So when you come into God's presence, you are placed back into your rightful place as an heir. Immediately. Somebody say immediately. How soon is immediately? Like that. His father clothed him. He fed him and celebrated him. It doesn't take God all day to decide whether or not he wants you back. Well, let me see. Well, he did do this, and yeah, that one wasn't too good. No. Immediately when you come back to the Father, it doesn't take him all day. He already knows what he wants to do, what? Because it's in his heart. Love is who he is. So he doesn't have to ponder about whether I need to take Therese back after he did that. All that stuff Therese did, you remember that time you balled up that stuff in that bag and gave it to me? All that, you might as well call it yak dose. All that fleam he put in there and had me just doing this right here. Like, what is this? Yeah. God took him back. I hadn't quite gotten there yet, but. So I'm going to have to pray real hard. Lord, give me a day's advance notice of when you're coming back. So I'm going to forgive him then. And I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. So immediately you are in good standing with him. Because it doesn't take all day. When you come back to him, that's it. He welcomes you with open arms. And you know what? It's a good thing that it doesn't take him, that he doesn't do that. Because if he did do that, you know what? He'd be just like us. He'd be just like us. He'd be wishy-washy, taking his time, falling through on his promises, you know. He'd be like, oh, my bad. See, what had happened was, y'all already know when somebody say what had happened was, what they about to do? Lie. You know, can you imagine God saying, well, see, what had happened was, you know, I believe it's, I think I might have said the scripture earlier, but it says, God is not a man, one given to lies, nor the son of man changing his mind. Does he speak and not come through? Does he speak and not do it? Does he promise and not come through? Can you imagine? God, I thought you was going to come through for me. See, what had happened was. God's not going to do that, amen? So he's not like us. So we take our time on, sometimes, we take our time on forgiving people, which it should be immediate for us as well. You know, but, you know, we still won't get them that stink eye, you know, like, yeah. But God's not like that. And so I'm glad that he's not like that because, again, he will be just like us and it will be conditional. But his is unconditional. And it says in the word, if those who are evil know how to give good gifts, how much more does your heavenly Father give good things to those who ask? So God is a good God. So immediately, doesn't matter, like I said, it does not matter what you have done. I was watching Kenneth Copeland, I believe it was this past week, and he was telling about a guy who was in prison, I think it was for murder, and I don't know if Kenneth Copeland himself was there ministering to him and had ministered to him or if he had some of his material, but eventually he did get in contact with the guy, and the guy got born again. He didn't have to go through a trial phase to see whether or not he was going to be able to be saved. You know, Amazon Prime, I think I forgot to cancel my trial. So they're going to be charging me. I forgot to cancel my 7-day trial. That was Wednesday. I forgot. They're going to charge me for that one. I sure forgot. But this man, he murdered somebody. He did not have to go on trial. After he found Christ, he did not have to go on trial to decide whether or not God was going to accept him. It was an immediate response. God had an immediate answer. Yes, you are my son now. I receive you. You have confessed me as Lord. I am Lord of your life. There was no trial phase or anything. And so the guy was on death row. And he did get, I believe it was by needle. But they asked him, did he have anything to say before they did it? And he preached to them. He preached them a sermon, and then the other guy said, well, time is up. We got to cut it right here. He could have kept going, but he was at peace because he knew who his father was. He had come back to the Father, and so he was okay with it. He gave Kenneth Copeland the thumbs up. He gave him a thumbs up. And so that's just to say that when you make that decision that I'm going to God and God is all I need, He's what I want and where I should be, just as the prodigal son was. He knew where he needed to be, where he should be, and where he wanted to be. In Christ is where you need to be, where you should be, and where you ought to want to be. And so he was the same way. He decided to go back in his father's presence as a servant. And I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation, verses 21 to 23. But the Bible says here, I believe in the Message, it said, but the father wasn't listening. Somebody say he wasn't listening. And you wonder why he wasn't listening. So it says here in the Passion Translation, then the son said, Father, I was wrong. I have sinned against you. I could never deserve to be called your son. Just let me be. The father interrupted and said, you know, God will interrupt your saying sometimes. You saying the wrong thing. He said, the father interrupted and said, son, you're home now. Turning to his servants, the father said, quick, bring me the best robe, my very own robe, and I will place it on his shoulders. Bring me the ring, the seal of sonship, and I will put it on his finger. And bring out the best shoes you can find for my son. Let's prepare a great feast and celebrate him. So he was about to speak something that shouldn't be, because he was looking at his circumstances. He was looking at what he had done, but he wasn't looking at considering who he was. So a lot of times we look at our circumstances and what's around us, but we don't look and consider about who we are. Who are you in Christ Jesus? You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. So that doesn't mean you don't have to, doesn't mean anything will come against you, but you don't accept defeat because you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so it was not just any robe. He said, bring my very own robe. Not just any ring, but the ring of sonship. You know, Therese and Jeffrey and Kenny and me and Junior, we go right out across there to that house. At any time, any time, any day, might not be wanted, but we are welcome. There's a difference. But we can go at any time. Get into bed back there in our very own rooms. Most of us still have rooms out there. Go to sleep. Go in the kitchen. Get some, they don't always have eggs. Get some eggs and cook them and whatever we want to do. Why? Because we have sonship and daughtership. So I'm not a son, but I am an heir. Amen. We have son-daughtership because we have a right to it. Because they're our parents. There's our father and our mother. But Ellen Tyrone, you can't just walk out there. You might try. But Bishop, what you doing? You got to ring the doorbell. Amen. You got to knock. You have to be granted access. We have immediate access. I like that word immediate. We have immediate access. Because we're the heir. Y'all have to be granted access. So the ring of sonship. So it wasn't just any ring. It wasn't just any shoes. He said the best pair you could find. So a lot of times the enemy wants you to trip over what you've done and think you don't deserve anything. This son has squandered his father's wealth and his inheritance on frivolous living. And I think I'm jumping. No, I'm right here where I'm supposed to be. He knew he had squandered all his inheritance and wasted it on frivolous living. One translation tells us he was with prostitutes and all of that stuff, wasted everything. He wanted to be granted access by becoming a servant when he already had sonship. So he already had immediate access to it. Amen. So his father wasn't listening to him. This son wanted to plead his case about wasting something that he didn't even work to get. Y'all didn't catch it. He didn't even work to get what he got. Why did he not? Because it was his inheritance. It came through his father.